Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller on February 5 celebrated 40 years in representational politics. Mrs. Simpson Miller entered politics in 1974 when she was elected councillor of the Trenchtown West Division in the Kingston and St. Andrew Parish Council KSAC. This victory spurred a young Simpson Miller to set her sights higher, and in the 1976 general elections, she successfully contested the seat for the St. Andrew Southwest constituency. Over the years, Mrs. Simpson Miller has occupied numerous positions in government. She served as Minister of Labor, Welfare and Sports from 1989 to 1993, Minister of Labor and Welfare from 1993 to 1995, and Minister of Labor, Social Security and Sports from 1995 to 2000. She was Minister of Tourism and Sports from 2000 to 2002. The Prime Minister also served as Minister of Local Government, Community Development and Sports from 2002 to 2006. Mrs. Simpson Miller was officially sworn in as Jamaica's seventh Prime Minister on March 30, 2006, the first woman in the nation's history to assume the role and the third in the English-speaking Caribbean. After a term as leader of the opposition, Mrs. Simpson Miller was again sworn in as Prime Minister in 2012. The Portia Simpson Miller-led administration continues to work towards increasing social protection for the vulnerable and the gradual transformation of the economy sector by sector. The government celebrated Diplomatic Week from February 2 to 7 under the theme Partnership for Growth. As part of the week's activities, Prime Minister Simpson Miller and several members of the government updated members of the diplomatic corps on developments in the country. In her address to members of the corps, Mrs. Simpson Miller underscored the importance of multinational cooperation in solving the country's development problems. The Prime Minister also hailed the diplomatic corps for their continued work towards promoting mutually beneficial relations between Jamaica and other countries and institutions.
I value the strengthening of relations between Jamaica and the countries you represent. Interdependency between nations and the global nature of many of the problems we face require us to deepen the dialogue between our peoples and our countries. More and more, we must build meaningful partnerships so that we can create a better and more predictable future for generations to come.
And Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley is urging the private sector to sponsor more community sports programs and development projects. Minister Headley made the call Wednesday as manufacturing company Surge Island Dairies pledged $20 million in sponsorship for the inter-primary and prep school track and field championship competitions.
I want to challenge other companies to follow Surge Island's lead and make grassroots investments in Jamaica. In doing so, you are both making a direct investment in Jamaica and also showing your belief that this country has a bright and glorious future.
Surge Island's sponsorship will also fund sports days at 50 primary schools as part of efforts to unearth new talent. Mrs. Nita Headley says the sponsorship will inspire more schools to compete in prep and primary level competitions, giving promising young athletes a chance to develop their skills.
We want a productive Jamaica. We are a productive Jamaica. To move forward on this land, productivity, that's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.